So we now define the Chazan HaKnesses and the Rosh HaKnesses, right? Now, Sgan, Hamuchon Taras Kohen Gadol, the deputy or the assistant or whatever you want to call him to the Kohen Gadol, he is ready over there to serve as the Kohen Gadol, Sheim Ye'ora Bo Psul Yishomish Tapto, so that if any disqualification should take place to the Kohen Gadol, then the Sgan would take over. You understand? In other words, he was there ready to step in or to, but of course he had other jobs as well, but obviously he had to be a very, very wonderful personage, you know, I don't have to tell you, you know, highly esteemed by his fellow Kahanim in order to be able to even attain the position of Sgan. Okay, then the Kori Achrei Mos, Shehu Seder Yom HaKippurim, because this chapter of Achrei Mos contains the order for Yom Kippur service, Ufarsha Rishona Lechudo Koma. And he's talking only about the first chapter within Achrei Mos. Obviously, he didn't read the entire Seder the way we do today, okay? Of course. Yeah. Then he would read the Ach Be'osor, right, which is Parsha Shor Kesef, right? Asmucha he, because it's near La'achrei Mos, it's near Achrei Mos, the Yochol Eglol Sefer Torah L'Sham, and he would be able to roll the Sefer Torah to that passage, the Ocha Turgamon Metargem Mikra Acharon Shom Parashas Achrei Mos. This is interesting. Because apparently, even in the Beis HaMikdash, right, you had the official Torgamon who would translate into Aramaic the Posek, you know, of the reading of the Torah itself.
Wait.
Yeah.
In the Beit HaMikdash?
Yeah, talking about the Beis HaMikdash. Where else are we talking about a Kohen Gadol?
No, this is startling.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It would translate, you know, it wasn't explained, it's translated. You're seeing it translated.
Right, right, exactly.
Aramaic?
In Aramaic, of course. That was that's Targum Lashon.
Yeah.
Even in
Hebrew,
I think that's
Aramaic,
right.
Then.
A lot of people in the time of the Bayit Sheni, unfortunately, right, talking about Bayit Sheni, not Bayit Rishon. No. Yeah. A lot of people are talking Aramaic in those days. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah, that's correct. Okay.
Ezra wrote in Aramaic.
No, partly Aramaic, partly Hebrew. Take a look and you'll see. Right. All right. So the Targuman, So during the time that the Targuman was translating, you know, the last verse of Achrei Mos, right? So he was already able to turn to Ach Be'osor. V'yein Khan. And in this case, we don't have shahus, we don't have a pause taking place. Kedei sheyafsik betargim. Pause in order that so that the betargim would have to wait until he turned. No, because he was able to turn it while the betargim was giving his translation. The yain kan genai latzibur, and therefore, in this case, it shows, you know, respect for the congregation, not contempt for the congregation. And then the Gula of the Satorah, and then after he read the second passage over there from Parsha Emor, so then he would roll up the Sefer Torah, the Yafal Pishadayin Yikroa Be'osu Shaltum Shapikudim, and even though he would then recite, you know, he would then read, it says literally over here, but the really is recite the, you know, the part from Parsha Pinchas, which also speaks about the laws of Yom Kippur, you know, Ach Be'osel L'Chodesh HaShvi Hazeh, so Al Peh Yikra. He read it, however, you know, orally, without the text in front of it. V'lo Yiglal Sefer Torah L'Sham, and he did not turn, that is, roll the Sefer Torah to that part, Yipnei Shehu Rachok, because it's not near the other ones, it's far. The Yeshuhus, and that would mean that they would have to pause there'll be a hiatus, if you wish, right? Sheyafsik Metargim, where the Metargim himself would have to pause, would have to stop translating. The Yishtok Lifteihem, and we have to be silent. The Yein Maschil B'Posik Acher, and he could not begin another Posik. The Yikor Ganai, and this would be considered an insult to the congregation. You know, to this day, certain things that we do, we always have in mind that we should not cause Torah Tzibur. In other words, to put a burden on the congregation. So this is something that whoever is conducting the service or whatever, making decisions, should always bear in mind that you have to have respect for the congregation, and you have to make sure that you're not creating any additional burdens for them. Then the Omer, and then he would say, yes sir, Mimasha Korisi Lifteichem Kosov Kam, many more things that I read are written over here. Afal Pishani Osid Likros Od Parsha Shlishis. In other words, even though I'm going to read another Parsha, Al Tidamu Leimor, don't think that what it means is Shechaseirohim and Haseir Hazeh, that third passage that I'm going to recite is missing from the Sefer Torah, and that's why I'm doing it. V'lachachani Gololo. And that's the reason why I am wrapping up the Sefer Torah, rolling it. The Yosef and Masha Kavishin of Nechem, the Inyan Ayom, because there are more things concerning this, you know, the service of the day are to be found in the Torah than what I read before you. Because boy, so the Gemara is going to ask the question, Kol Kachlom, why do we have to go to all that trouble? Mishaninon. And the answer that we'll give is Shelo Lahotzi Laz Al Sefer Torah. The reason being that they shouldn't say that this Sefer Torah is no good. It's possible. And that's the reason why he wrapped it up and doesn't want to read anymore. Okay? Then we said that he recites eight brachos. Remember? First one is Al HaTorah. So it says, Al HaTorah, it says, Bracho Shel Achareho. In other words, Asher Nosan Lon Taras Emas, this is the bracha that he recites, okay? The Alho Avoda, that's Ritzei, he explains, right? The Alho Avoda, that's Modim. The Fisha Nigbera Avoda, right? Because the Avoda is now finished. The Yen Avoda below Hador. And you cannot have the service without also thanksgiving to God. Okay? Kedah Aminim, Masechus Megillah, as Gemara says in Tractate Megillah, it says, Zalveach Todiach Abdonni, right? So literally, the one who sacrifices a thanksgiving offering, he shows me honor. So they explain that this pasuk means Acha Zibicha, that after the sacrifice of after performing the sacrifice, although then you give thanksgiving unto God. That's Yichaluta. Okay. Then he would pray the Al Mechilas Avon. Atov v'chatonu, that is, to forgive the sin of the people, of course, it's Yom Kippur, so it's Atov v'chatonu, right? In other words, he would recite the various brachas, beginning with Atov v'chatonu b'kol ha'amim, the way we have it in the Matzah, right? And conclude, Shechosem, Melech, Boichol, Seleach, Lavon, Esein, V'lanu, some ways it's real, etc., etc. In other words, the conclusion of the bracha at the end of that section of the Shmona Esrei for Yom Kippur. The Al HaMikdosh, Mispalal HaMikdosh, right? He would pray, he would recite a prayer on behalf of the Beis HaMikdosh, the Chosem, and he would conclude with Boruch Atuad Hashem, right? Asher Bochav HaMikdosh, blessed be thou, O Lord, who has chosen the Beis HaMikdosh. Okay, because after all, we know that in Parsha, Re'e, which we read, there they stress particularly the idea, that this is the place which God has chosen, the Shaken Shmoshom, right? That there His name is glorious to rest over there. The Al Yisrael, that He makes a bracha for the people of Israel, is called Al Yisrael, the Chosem, and it concludes, Baruch, blessed be thou, Abuchir, Be'amo Yisrael, who has chosen a people, his people, Israel, right? Of course, we say this bracha at the end of Avo Rabo, if you remember. Baruch Ad Hashem Vecher B'Avo Yisrael, and we add the word B'Avo, okay? V'chein Ar Yerushalayim, and likewise, in other words, there would be a bracha which we say Baruch Ad Hashem Vecher B'Yerushalayim, or something like that, right? Who has chosen Yerushalayim. Masechus Sota, Yerushalmi's, and in the Yerushalmi version of Masechus Sota, Meforesh, there we find it explained in greater depth. And then the Al Shaor HaTfilah and the rest, prayer, the Gemara Meforesh, the Gemara will get around to it. Well, I'll tell you, we'll get around to it. My voice is practically extinct at this point. So, again, I want to remind you, we will meet again the Wednesday night following Simchas Torah, because next week it's the conclusion of Tzom Gedalia, and I think I'll be in a little bit weakened condition by then. And then after that, you know, you have Yom Kippur on Wednesday. So even though, you know, it'll be the conclusion, but I don't think anybody will be able to sit down and learn at that time. And then the Wednesday of Chol HaMoed, I'll be away. So we'll meet again.
You said you'd be sober by that Wednesday?
Huh?
You said you'd be sober by that Wednesday?
In Springfield, I don't get drunk.
Are you be back here?
Yeah, I'll be back. Oh. I always come back for the last days.
What day is the day in the October day?
It'll be October 14th. That we come back, right?
Okay. Wednesday, October 14th.
Right, Wednesday, October 14th, we'll meet again. Now, okay. Mincha that day is scheduled for 6 o'clock because the days are getting earlier. But hopefully, we'll get a minion at 6, so I can go home and grab a bite, and we'll try to schedule it for 7:30 because I think 7:30 is a good time to get together. Okay. All right, so we'll give it a try, and if we find we have to make any adjustment in schedule, so we'll do so. Okay. You're very welcome. So again, I want to wish each and every one of you, if I don't see you before Yontif, Aksiv Asimu Treva, have written in the Book of Life. Time, right. Thank you. Yeah. Huh? No, I'm going to New York. Huh? No, not all Sukkot. I come back always for the last days. I always come back. Oh, yeah, years ago you used to go to church. No, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, I'm here. I don't leave until every Sukkot. That's when I go. Yeah? Charlie blows, right. And we have a couple of backups these days. Yeah. Avi is a good backup. And Ruben Dushevsky,
very, very nice,
right?
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. It's a good boy.
Yeah,
he's the one who was bar mitzvah, right? Right.
Yeah.
That's nice. Oy vey.